Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Wisconsin, another strange victory. See, because as we know, there are no illegal immigrants on the voter rolls, none whatsoever, except the 30,000 that the Supreme Court found on the voter rolls of Arizona, had to order, if you remember going into the 2024 election, had to order the Democrat run board there to stop registering non-Americans to vote in federal elections. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court, and I was really afraid we'd lose Arizona. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court said, well, it was too late to have them stripped off the ballot or off the voter rolls. So they were going to have to get to vote, which is terrifying. We won anyway, by the grace of God. Later on, Stephen Miller's legal group, which is the one who did this, thank God for Stephen Miller, later won a case the mandating the stripping of the illegals off the voter roll. So since then, the Democrats' feathers are very ruffled about this, Lee. They've been going around the Department of Justice demanding the unredacted voter rolls from each of the states. And they're going through looking for fraud. And the Democrats are fighting them every step of the way. There's a reason for that. Now it's going on in Wisconsin. It's great that they're doing this. Headline from the Federalist, Wisconsin judge orders state election regulator to keep non-citizens off the voter rolls. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Maxwell issued a writ of mandamus requiring the state's election regulator check Wisconsin's voter rolls list for non-citizens. The judge enjoined the Elections Commission and local elections offices from accepting voter registrations without verifying the citizenship status of an applicant. Okay, Democrats have fought this, Lee, all the way up to the circuit court. As they tell us, there's no illegals voting. They're not on these lists. Well, then this should not be a problem. Why are you fighting it? Why are you fighting for the ability to register people without checking whether they're a citizen?
And what amazes me is they're acting like this is completely secret information that's never revealed. This information is shared on a regular basis by states all over the country. In fact, this information is, at least I know in the past, has been made available to candidates. It's simply a voter roll.
Yes.
And there's no secret information there. There's nothing that really gives away how you voted or anything, because there's no record of that in South Carolina. You know, you can tell what primary you voted in, but that's all. They can't tell who you voted for.
And yet the judge who her house burned earlier this week, turns out it wasn't arson or anything. The Democrat judge tried to stop that turnover of South Carolina's voter rolls officially. Unofficially, you're right, they can just go down to board elections and get them. But this is an official request from the Department of Justice so that they will be able to assess the rolls as turned over. She tried to stop South Carolina's voter rolls. All that tells me is there's illegal immigrants on the rolls and they're voting.
Well, that and the fact that the Trump administration wants it, and the primary narrative for now for anybody that's affiliated with the Democratic Party is to fight anything that Trump wants. Whether it's good or bad, it makes no difference.
That, and I suspect what is going on here, and I think it's going to change a lot. I think we're going to see states we think of as purple go red. I'm not kidding when this happens. Remember the Valor CEO, Andy Garcia, talking about, they start digging into these Social Security records and find 6 million illegal immigrants who have illegally, secretly been given, without even requesting it, Social Security numbers by the Biden administration. Then a lot of them are using those numbers to register for Medicaid, food stamps, stuff like that. And what they did after Doge found that, they went to a couple red states that they're friendly with who would turn over the voter rolls, got them and found large numbers of these illegals are voting or someone is voting for them. The problem is they are indistinguishable from Americans because they have Social Security numbers. Mm-hmm. And now we know why. It has always been, up until the Biden administration, boards of elections could take large numbers of voters, even their whole voter roll, and run it against the Social Security database to find out who's a voter and who is not. They could also run it against the Department of Homeland Security database to figure out who's an American and who is not. And they cut off boards of elections from doing both those things. You could go one at a time, you could call up and get it, but you couldn't run the whole rolls. Well, now we run the Social Security Administration and the Department of Homeland Security. So that's why they're going around picking up these rolls from state after state. Democrat judges are trying to block them so they can then turn around and run it. Here's an idea of what we'll find.
That's a jaw-dropping number. Where did all those people come from?
He's talking about the 6 million illegals who have Social Security numbers illegally.
That's a jaw-dropping number. Where did all those people come from?
Well, it's it made my jaw drop, too, when I saw it. You know, we were in Social Security looking for fraud, waste, and abuse. And to do that, we actually looked at the enumeration system, the system by which people get numbers in America. And we found that there were just about 5+ million of them that came to the country as illegals and then got through an automatic system, Social Security numbers. So they get into our benefit systems. And we tracked that through and found that they were on the benefit programs. And just because we were curious, we then looked to see if they were on the voter rolls. And we found in a handful of cooperative states that there were thousands of them on the voter rolls and that many of them had voted.
Okay, and both of those are illegal.
Yeah, and that was beginning of the year with Doge.
Yeah.
So you can see this is what they're doing now. They are hunting these illegals on the voter rolls. And as I've said before, and we had Rosemary Jenks on, who's years-long expert on this, she believes that the illegals themselves, in many cases, are not the ones voting, that someone is voting for them, often with absentee ballots. So that is the system they're trying to unravel. But when he says handful of friendly states, I know what he means, Republican states, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's gonna be thousands in Republican states are voting. What is it in blue states? This is why they're fighting. It's not even that fighting so hard to get these illegals in places like Illinois and places like Chicago. It's the fact that they know how many of them are on the voter rolls. They know how many are either voting or they're voting for them with absentee ballots. This whole mark my words, this is going to be a nuclear bombshell of a scandal. And we keep inching toward getting
if
there.
If we ever get to the bottom of it,
we got 3 years.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get to the bottom of it because then you just run the list of Biden, you know, and remember of who Biden gave Social Security numbers to. And what they were doing was you would show up, they give you your free phone and your notice to appear. You communicate with them through the CPB1 app. And then 5 months later, they mail you your Social Security number is how it went. And you look indistinguishable on the rolls from an American. No one can tell you're an illegal immigrant. So they want to bypass the amnesty. They've spent 20 years trying to get amnesty. They'll get it probably someday. I don't know. But they wanted to get these people voting, or at least on the voter rolls so someone could vote for them.
To be counted in that constituent area
too.
That they maintain those districts.
Yes, absolutely. So they could be counted in the census. So again, every level, every stage, every facet of the hand-to-hand combat that we are literally doing with Democrats right now is over these illegals because they were building a shadow nation inside this nation to take this nation from us. And they're using the illegals, too.
Well, this is what it looks like when Republicans fight. But, of course,
yes. This
really isn't Republicans. This is the Trump administration.
Right. No.
Because the Republican leadership is not fighting this fight.
No.
It's the dedicated patriots within the Trump administration that are fighting this fight.
And really a handful of them.
Yes, merely a handful. But thankfully, they are in positions of power and leadership in this country where the things that the people, the vast majority, the majority of Americans voted for, the Trump administration is working toward.
Meanwhile, as the Democrats watch all this, they never thought any of this would happen. They're used to Republicans that compromise with them, don't say anything. We now have this. Every Senate Democrat now confirmed stands by homicidal Jay Jones, who wants to be the top. This is what's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Law enforcement officer in Virginia. 100%, despite him fantasizing about assassinating Republicans and police officers and Republicans' children, who he wanted to die in their arms because they're a little fascist, 100% still endorse him in response to a Federalist inquiry. Not a single Democrat U.S. senator has called for the Virginia Democrat Attorney General candidate Jay Jones to drop out of the race in light of his text messages fantasizing about assassinating Republican Todd Gilbert.
Yeah, and which is, you know, and he's guilty of something that had a Republican done, they'd have been driven from office, you know, let alone being allowed to get the nomination for the party and run for office.
And in keeping with the Democrats' celebration of criminality, which they love now, they're in love with criminality. They really are. I mean, if you're a criminal, they want you to be the superintendent of your school system. By the way, did you see that with that Iowa superintendent? Just want to note that. I meant to. That, you know, they went into a closed door meeting to hire him. They now admit, they claim they didn't know he was an illegal immigrant, but they admit that they did know about his criminal record when they hired him.
Well, that's even worse.
Well, that's what I said, because, you know, they uncovered more in 1996. He was a drug dealer. He was dealing drugs. He was caught with drugs. He's been caught twice. Felon in possession of guns. His record's a lot longer than we thought. So they knew it. And went, this is a person children could really benefit to, you know, interact with and learn from. I'm telling you, ever since George Floyd, they are in love with criminals. Listen to this. So, and the reason, by the way, I bring this up, because Jay Jones is in even more trouble. The prosecutor in his case apparently didn't appreciate being lied to. You know, he had that speeding ticket. He was given community service. He counted 500 hours of his campaign time as community. And that's illegal. You can't do it. It doesn't count.
500 hours of campaign time is community service.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that's rich.
Yeah, that. So he lied to the courts. Perjury. He wants to be the top cop. What will he just have the charges against him dismissed? Or I mean, I don't. Maybe that's the Democrat way. I don't know.
Maybe that's what Trump could do if they, you know, if Democrats get back in charge and they try and charge him anything, he can say the past 4 years have been my community service.
Yeah, and I mean, it should count, really.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, 24/7, 365. So, you know, add up the hours. Boy, that should wipe out any type of penalty there.
Here's Senator Tim Kaine asked about this. I wish I could show you the CNN reporter's face. He looked crushed as he walked away. This is not what he wanted to hear.
Senator, can you still support Jay Jones?
I do.
You do. What do you, so you're, do you think you should drop out of this race after those comments?
The comments are completely indefensible. I've known Jay Jones for 25 years, and those comments are very much out of character for him. So if I put the comments, which are clearly beyond the pale, against knowing this guy for 25 years, I'm still a supporter of Jay Jones.
Okay, this is two separate incidents. Again, one of them, he was saying, you know, I wish we didn't have sovereign immunity so more cops could be killed. He's supposed to be the top law enforcement officer in the state. This is when you have two incidences of wishing murder on people you disagree with or people just for being cops. I'm sorry. That is character defining. It's not just one incident. And they don't care. They don't care. He's just not fine with him. Whatever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you're Donald Trump, the CIA and the FBI work together to frame you. But if you're Joe Biden, the FBI and the CIA work together to cover up Democrat crime. Can you imagine how cool it would be if Donald Trump could just call up the CIA and if there's anything negative about him, just have it erased? And who does that? Actual dictators. Newly declassified intel shows Biden requested that the CIA hide the Ukraine's concern. This was Ukrainian government officials about his family's corrupt business dealings in the Ukraine. Records show, CIA records, that in 2015, then-President Biden told the CIA he would strongly prefer an intelligence report documenting Ukrainian officials' concerns with his family's ties to criminal and corrupt business deals in their country not be disseminated. So was it. So much for no one is above the law, right? So think about it. They're spying FBI, that part of the deep state, spying on Republicans, trying to find any kind of dirt they can. Illegally, by the way, because they didn't have a warrant to do it. On the one hand, the entire Republican ecosystem as they work toward show trials like the kind they had Trump under at the time. 92 organizations. It's so outrageous. Meanwhile, over at the CIA, they had been surveilling Ukrainian government officials. They had Ukrainian government sources. They're talking to them and finding out Ukrainian government knows all about these dirty and illegal Biden business deals. They're very concerned about the Biden's activities in their country, especially since Joe Biden's saying, hey, we got $1 billion of foreign aid here. And my son and the board he's on are being investigated and I want the prosecutor to go away or you don't get the foreign aid. In other words, he is facilitating crime in the country. The Ukrainian leadership under Poroshenko knew it, didn't like it, felt they'd been held hostage to it. And so the CIA puts together these situation reports, that are done by the agents who do intel for that. So this is in 2015, and the report documents Ukrainian officials' concerns that Biden family ties to corrupt business deals in their country threaten their national security. Fantastic. What a great guy we had as president. We'll never know if he was actually the president. Anyway, CIA Director John Ratcliffe just declassified those heavily redacted records after Biden disappeared them so they could not hurt him in any of his future electoral chances. So this must be great. If there's intel about you, evidence of your crimes, just erase it. Make it go away. And really, this is what we're seeing is just the FBI and the CIA being used again to cover up and protect Democrats from the consequences of their crimes while going after Republicans trying to find anything that they can use. One of the victims there, by the way, Senator Josh Hawley, lost it yesterday over this FBI spying.
They targeted the DOJ, the Biden DOJ specifically targeted a group of us. They asked for our call records so they could see who we talked to, who called us. I believe also track our location over a period of days. This is outrageous. I mean, this is really unbelievable. It's blatantly unconstitutional. It's a violation of the First Amendment. It's a violation of the separation of powers. And it also goes to show you the extent to which the Biden administration was so corrupt, using the FBI to target their political enemies. And let's not forget, they didn't just do it to senators. They did it to school board parents who went and spoke up at those school board meetings. They did it to 92 conservative organizations, including Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. They tried to recruit spies into Catholic parishes. That's the kind of people we're dealing with here. Bill, we need a total investigation, a thorough investigation into everybody who was responsible, and I think there needs to be prosecutions.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't usually talk about stuff like this, but this is so shocking. Adam Alden, one of the most horrific cases of child neglect the first responders have ever seen. 1:14 p.m. Sunday, officers with the Malden Police Department responded to a, get this, cardiac arrest call at the home on Cranberry Hill Circle. A three-year-old girl who'd been so starved and deprived of food and water that she was unresponsive without a pulse. Do you know what kind of monster it takes to starve a child to death? In America? Go pick up the food stamps. They're practically shoving them at you. This is what this is for. When officers arrived, they discovered that both the three-year-old girl and her one-year-old brother were extremely underweight and had visible wounds from lack of proper hygiene. They said the conditions in which the children were living were also extremely unsanitary with how does a human being get to this? Overwhelming presence of uncleaned human excrement. It's got to be a minimum drugs. The police department said The police department said due to the severity of the situation, it was clear that both children had been suffering neglect for an extensive amount of time. First responders were able to get the pulse back on the three-year-old. Both children were rushed to the hospital and are currently in critical condition. It's not known at this time if the children will recover due to the severity of their condition. I don't even know what that means. Both children, of course, are currently in the custody of the Department of Social Services. The children's biological parents, 22-year-old Ryan Addison Vasallo, it's a woman, and 23-year-old Damarian Jaquez Estes Sloan, have been charged with two counts of unlawful conduct toward a child. Both children live with Sloan. Vasallo visited her kids twice a month. Oh, good. Most people check in on their dogs more than that. Vasallo lived in a separate home in Malden with her third child. They picked that child up too. The identity of the biological child of the identity of the father of the third child of this woman is unknown at this time. They're trying to sort it all out, but they took the child out of her custody. They're being held at the Greenville County Detention Center on $200,000 bond each. How does it get this way? And the other thing I just want to repeat this, okay? If you cannot care for your children, you can take them to a police station. You can take them to a fire station and peacefully abandon the child. Breaks my heart for a parent to do that, but it's so much better than this. You don't have to live like this. They don't have to live like this. Starve and dehydrate a child to the point where the child has no pulse when they show up? How on earth? And there's two parents involved? Again, surrender the child. You can do it. There's no charges. no criminal charges. That's no, it just you drop them off. And a lot, I mean, I think a lot of people don't know that. That there is a way, if you cannot care for your child, you are so far gone on drugs or whatever, that the child, it doesn't have to come to this. All right, enough about that, but it's just a good thing for general knowledge for the public. Senator Eric Schmidt lost his damn mind yesterday in the middle of the Pam Bondi hearing, listening to Democrats rail on about the totalitarianism of Donald Trump. Eric Schmidt, of course, is one of the victims of Democrat illegal surveillance by the FBI. So he is an actual victim of persecution, human rights violations, and violations of his Bill of Rights protections by the Democrats, which was like an everyday thing under Democrats. And will be again if they ever get power. It's going to be so much worse, folks. They're not going to use gradualism next time. They're going to go full bore dictatorship. They know they made a mistake and they learned from it. They should have just gone full censorship committee, full disinformation committee, full debanking, full central bank digital currency, full digital ID, total crackdown like China. They did it too gradually. That's the only reason they're out of power in their minds. And it's probably true, too, actually. Eric Schmidt, listening to the Democrats rail on about the need for like freedom and lack of persecution or whatever they think Trump's doing, was too much for him, which resulted in this glorious epic rant by Senator, Republican Senator, and Democrat surveillance victim, Eric Schmidt.
I have to say, I am struck by the degree of the cognitive dissonance that I hear on the other side. It really is. I mean, I'm used to sort of the political debates and arguing in court and all those sorts of things. But to hear the other side of the dais talk about weaponization is truly shocking, given what we know now. And I thought what I might do is just tell a story. And these are 100% facts. Hillary Clinton, concerned about her email scandal, works with a Soros organization to cook up this Russiagate nonsense. They feed it to the intelligence agencies. And they spy under Barack Obama's presidency. They spy on the political opponent, the Republican, running against Hillary Clinton. He gets elected. They continue the operation. And they launder this intelligence into stuff that was meant to, by the FBI and the CIA, to sideline a presidency of a duly elected president of the United States of America, to sideline him. And that continued. You heard even some people on this committee further that nonsense for 4 years. And then the FBI is involved with pre-bunking the Hunter Biden laptop story because they didn't want him to get elected again. So they pre-bunked the Hunter Biden laptop story. The American people should have been allowed to make their own judgments from that. They weren't, because the FBI called it a Russian hack and leak operation. They were meeting with social media companies every month and every week, telling them that the laptop that they knew, that they had verified in November of 2019, they knew was real and knew was his, said it was Russian disinformation. We've heard that before. And then, after Joe Biden comes in, 3 days in, they start a censorship campaign against the country, anybody who's a conservative. And now we also know that the FBI was weaponized in this Arctic Frost investigation that tapped the phones of sitting U.S. senators and also the Republican Attorneys General Association. So let's pull in two more U.S. senators, Ashley Moody and myself, who were on the executive committee at that time. Charlie Kirk, political organizations they didn't agree with. This is not in the Soviet Union in the 1980s. This is in the United States of America in the last few years. And then when they thought President Trump was on the run and there's no way people would elect him, and then he announces he's running for president, 3 days later, Jack Smith's appointed to get Trump. Fannie Willis brings charges against President Trump, and the assistant prosecutor meets with the White House counsel's office. Why would that happen? Then you have Alvin Bragg bring his charges. The number three person at DOJ goes to work for him to get Trump. All in the United States of America. This continued. And Senator Hawley asked the question, wrote down, what is happening in this country? And I hope that MSNBC is still broadcasting this, because I'm sure their viewership hasn't heard this story that's gone on for 10 years. The truth is, they never forgave President Trump for coming down the escalator at all. They didn't like him. They didn't like the disruption. And they've spent the better part of a decade not just going after him, but demonizing half the country as fascists and Nazis and threats to democracy. And they have fueled this division in their inability to accept the fact that half of the country isn't deplorables, as Hillary Clinton called her, bitter clingers, as Barack Obama called them, or trash, as Joe Biden called them. That they rose up and they sat in their own jury box and they saw all this stuff play out over a decade and they rejected it. And now you have come in to clean that up. And you are doing a great job in doing that. And let me make this clear. There is a big difference between what happened under the Biden regime and the weaponization, and then holding those people accountable. That is not weaponization. If that doesn't happen, this will happen all over again. So your job, as you talked about in your confirmation hearing, is so important that this never happens again. And holding people accountable who are part of this conspiracy is absolutely your job. And I'm also taking, you don't have to comment on this, your...
Folks, I can't imagine where we will be by the end of the Trump administration. Stories will tell. New, just in, the Sinaloa cartel is not happy with Trump's enforcement activities in American cities, with ICE enforcement activities in American cities. So the Sinaloa cartel is threatening to target American citizens in popular tourist spots like Cabo and Baja California, which is in the northern part of Mexico, where gunmen left two banners signed by Los Chapitos, threatening cartel retaliation against Americans. The banners claim that starting on Sunday, they will be targeting U.S. citizens in Mexico in response to recent raids and weapons seizures. The banners were quickly taken down by Mexican authorities. One of the banners included an address personally to FBI Director Kash Patel, warning him if they continue basically deconstructing the cartels in America, American citizens will pay the price in Mexico. We're going to see headless Americans in Mexico. This is war. So just a warning, if you know anyone traveling to Mexico, I wouldn't. I'd come home, because this is about to get real. They've got billions of dollars they've already lost because of Donald Trump. It's about to get worse. They were clinging to the hope that they could hide behind Democrats in these sanctuary cities. The 110,000 strong illegal immigrant criminal army on the streets of Chicago alone. And that they could burrow in and wait for the end of the Trump administration, believing, and Trump actually said this the other day. He said, I don't know what's going to happen when I'm gone. No one's going to fight for Republicans. He's probably right. Hope J.D. Vance does, but it's unknown. And look, the cartels know this too. So they're threatening Americans in Mexico. It starts Sunday. They're coming for you. Sinaloa wants you to know. I can't imagine the terror of being picked up by a Mexican drug cartel, what they would do to you. I also can't imagine what Trump would do to them in response. So let's hope that that is enough. Again, the clip today, the clip I started the show with, because it is so mind-boggling, from Kash Patel. And this is a culmination of the warning by all those FBI assistant directors and directors in that letter they wrote Joe Biden, warning, hey, listen, the composition of the illegal immigrants flowing over your open border has changed starting around 2022, 2023. It's not mainly like family units, kids and moms, dads. It's mainly military age young men, a lot of them with connections to terror, to gangs, or to both. Well, now we know where they went and where they are. You know what I've wondered for a long time? Can Democrats activate them? A lot of them were Middle Eastern. I mean, 700 a night brought in, just through the Lukeville opening. Remember, the border agents were sent out there to permanently weld open the door in the gate that previously was shut to let them in every night. They were sneaking them in. They didn't want the visual of them walking through. Cash Patel, folks, $110K.
Places like Chicago. When I was there today with Todd, we learned that the Chicago city streets have 110,000 gang members. That's right.
Damn.
You heard me right. They had 1,200 shootings this year alone, 360 homicides.
And now Sinaloa says they're going after Americans in Mexico in response. Folks, this is going to get nuts, but it has to happen. This is bringing this all to the surface. We got to get them out of our country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.